There's only one other poem in the book in the third person like that, looking back at myself. I have to thank a fellow poet at a writing retreat I went to in Scotland who suggested that when I was struggling with that poem I just read. I thought it was a horrible idea when he first suggested it. Later decided it worked pretty well, and then went even farther in this one and turned this this person not only into someone not quite me, but all the way into a kind of a persona. The title of the poem is Persephone, which those of you who are not up on your Greek myths, that's the one about the daughter abducted by Hades and taken below ground, and her mother goes into her mother who controls fertility and seasons and crops goes into such mourning that there are no seasons and no crops until she's returned. And I always hated that myth when I was younger. I did not identify with the victim daughter at all. Only when I was old enough to be the mother did I start to think about this myth differently, and I began to think about what it must have been like for our parents to see their children suddenly sort of disappear in a sense, you know, turn into these kind of war-protesting, dope-smoking, Jean-Paul Sartre-reading strangers, you know, just overnight. So that's the origin of this title. Also in this poem, there's another thing turned into a character, which is a white phosphorus flame weapon that was known to the soldiers as Willie Peter. That was their nickname for it. Willie Peter gets conflated with the Sweet William of ballads and becomes the true love of this speaker. So I'm kind of mixing up my myths and folklore, but I think you'll survive. So I think that's all I need to say, except just so you'll know where you are at the beginning. Reporters who didn't really like to go out in the field used to sit on the rooftops of fancy hotels in Saigon and watch the war on the other side of the Saigon River in the upper part of the delta and report from there. So often their bylines would say that. So that's how this begins, with one of those bylines.